Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's September 27th, 2023. You are tuned into the Wisconsin Sports Show. You get all of your Wisconsin sports takes right here in 20 minutes or less, or your old Milwaukee is free. I took a picture of it because I wanted to show people when I was back in Wisconsin for the week. We sell Old Milwaukee at coffee shops. It's not a thing that we even blink an eye at. The other two things that I just loved about Wisconsin is we pour doubles. If you get a drink, a gin and tonic, vodka soda, Jack and Coke, let us straight up pour you a double. No one else in the world does this, okay? I am now an official traveler of the world, folks. I haven't made it everywhere, but I've been to a few places. Nobody pours doubles, okay? And the third thing was the fish fries, okay? I went to a fish fry, a formerly Davies restaurant. And it's so funny because it's like LA and Oshkosh, Wisconsin couldn't be more different in many ways. But this particular fish restaurant was just open 4 to 9 on Fridays. That's it. Those were their hours. And listen, folks, how LA is that? So maybe there's more in common than we think. Being a restaurant open for 5 hours, that is something LA would do. But, oh God, I love being back. Love Wisconsin. And there's so much to talk about. I can't believe I'm even wasting time. Folks, a huge day, okay? Because it's Dame time. The Green Bay Packers showed some grit and love came back this week, but I shall start with the Milwaukee Brewers clinching the Central Division of the National League. Ladies and gentlemen, bust the polka out. We are rolling out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. What a year. What a fucking year. I started the podcast begging the Brewers to score runs because that's really all this was going to come down to. Their pitching is absolutely phenomenal. They will probably, unless something weird happens these next 5 games, they will have the least runs scored against than the entire Major League Baseball. I mean, that's why they're in the playoffs. Their pitching's phenomenal. You got to get hits on them when you can. And they're stacked at pitching. The hitting's the other side of the coin, which I've talked about, which I'll preview a little more next week. But unfortunately, they bass ackwards did into the playoffs with a loss last night to the Cardinals, paired with a loss for the Cubs last night to give the Brewers the Central Division. Very exciting. I mean, I love the team. I had a bitchy moment about a month and a half ago where I wrote them off because they were on a rough stretch, but able to bounce back, and they had a really fun September here other than this last week. So Milwaukee Brewers, champions. As I always say, the Brewers' job is to get everybody through the summer, watch some fun baseball, get to the postseason, and then most likely get crushed. At some point, they are going to probably, even if they get past the first round, they will probably be playing a 100-win team. It's going to be the Braves. It's going to be Los Angeles. And it's going to be a tough one. But for now, we celebrate. For now, we say, thank you, Brewers. This has been an amazing season. This weekend, they could also play spoiler to the Cubs, who are teetering on that wild card playoff spot or not by a game. So they probably won't be going all out for that, but I'm going to still watch the games because I would love to see the Cubs getting their heart broken. So, and the first game that the Brewers will play will be next Tuesday against ? We don't know yet. But next Tuesday is when the baseball playoffs officially start. So that will be exciting. They moved up the season so they could end a little early because they expanded the playoffs. Makes sense. We usually go a little deep in October for the regular season, but not anymore because they start on like 420 or March 20th, March 25th, rather than around my birthday, April 4th or 5th. So congratulations, Brewers. Love you guys. Roll out the barrel. Have a great time at Miller Park / County Stadium, which are the only two ways I'm referring to that stadium. It'll be great. It'll be great. I hope for a first round win here. I love baseball, and I'm, you know, I try to keep track of everything, obviously, but I think they have gotten rid of the first game knockout games. I think all of the series are best of five or three. I don't know. They've messed with the playoffs so much these past 5 years. It's tough to keep track. But when you win the division, I know one thing's for certain, you're in. So Brewers are in. Congratulations. I'll have more on them next week when we know who they play and they get going on next Tuesday. So very exciting. Go Crew. And a lot of dancing and a lot of polka for that. Okay. I just want to make sure I get the Brewers stuff in because I don't want to get too excited. But ladies and gentlemen, the Milwaukee Bucks, baby! I went from being on this pod sheepishly asking if Giannis is still on the team each week. That was going to be a recurrent segment on the pod, and it was going to be sad. I didn't say it because it's not Bucks time yet. So I really haven't, you know, processed the Bucks season. This trade literally just happened a couple of hours ago. So I've had a couple hours to think on this. And the first thing I thought was, shit, Jrue Holiday's great. I really love him. He is an amazing defender. You know, he won us a couple of those playoff games when they made the run to the championship. I mean, that is now 3 years ago. But I loved him. When I saw he was in the trade, I was kind of like, ah, fuck. I've completely flipped on that, mostly because Jrue was sneaky old and athlete old, to be completely clear. Jrue was the same age as Dame. And so there's all this stuff coming out of like, ooh, Dame, he's an aging point guard. He's 33. Oh, no. I kind of have been thinking the same about Jrue. Jrue's also in his last year before becoming a free agent. So they were going to have to make decisions, extend him, do this, do that, trade him, blah, blah, blah. So after I got that out of the way, I started to get really fucking excited because get the emotions out of the way. We love Jrue. Thank you for the championship. He was a big part of that. If they do not have Holiday, they do not win that championship. So I'll give him that, but it's time to move on. And folks, Jrue Holiday would have those box scores where he went 3 of 17. Okay, he was always a good defender, so you could always kind of be like, oh, okay, that's fine. But God, I've seen him put up some bricks, man. He would be a brick builder some of these nights, and he would keep shooting. And that the announcers would always say it, Jrue Holiday's gonna keep taking that three. Sometimes it would be like, yeah, he's gonna fuck. Unfortunately, he's gonna keep taking that three, even though if he doesn't fucking have it tonight or whatever. So we are replacing that with 30, 40 points a night. defense, schmefense. Okay, defense, schmefense. Defense, schmefense. How well did the number one ranked Bucks defense of last year do in the playoffs? I think think defense matters in the regular season when you're like, all right, we got, you know, Memphis this night. And then, you know, we got the Lakers this night. And then we got the Pistons this night. And you're kind of scheming, you're planning every couple days. And you're just like, okay, we're a good defensive team. So, you know, we got Lopez and Giannis cleaning up the glass. We got Drew out there. This is fucking great, blah, blah, blah. And then we saw what happened in the playoffs, totally fucking implode, and Miami just wrecked them defensively, and it didn't fucking matter. So they're taking a step down, Dame versus Drew. Drew's definitely the better defender, but who cares? Defense. Especially in the playoffs. So we're replacing the bricklayer with a possible MVP candidate alongside of Giannis. It doesn't seem... I'd be a lot more worried if Dame sucked last year and there was real concern that his physical, you know, attributes are going down in any way. But Lillard looked better than ever last year. He dropped 71 in a game. He's going to be fucking picking and rolling with Giannis. This is awesome. This is the best news we could get because it also takes care of the second problem. There will be no is Giannis still on the team watch because he's most likely going to want to ride this out with Dame for the next 2-3 seasons at least. I think he does sign the extension. And if things go south in the middle of that extension, you know, just like everything else in the NBA, he'll ask for a trade. They'll try to get what they did. Just what Portland's doing with Dame right now. So I really do honestly think pulling the trigger on this, they have no draft picks essentially for the rest of the decade. Okay. They have some pick swaps. That will be like shitty, you know, late second rounders or whatever, possibly. So, it is very exciting to think about these two together. And ultimately, this is where I landed after I processed everything and the trade and everything, right? They couldn't run back this team. I know that they switched out Bud, but they couldn't run back this team. This team got fucking embarrassed last year. A first round exit, I don't care if it was super, you know, red hot, you know, Jimmy Butler taking his team to the finals. Fine. You were the number one seed. You were the best defensive team in the league. And it was just, it was a squadouche. You didn't even take them to 7 like Boston did. It was a squash. You could not run this team back. And that they agree with me. Bucks agree with me. I mean, you couldn't, you had to spice it up like this. You had to do something. And I don't care about the Suns. I'm glad they were involved with this. I think it's kind of weird that they facilitated this as well. But again, I don't care. I don't give a shit. Dame's on the Bucks. One of the best players in the NBA are on the Bucks right now. Holy shit. And guess what? The East is kind of weak. An 8th seed went last year that had a little injury luck to it, by the way. I guess maybe they didn't have injury. I don't know what happened with Heat last year, but here we are. The Bucks are going to be the favorites to win in the East. Very exciting. And now I am looking at when does the season start? Folks, almost a month from today, October 28th, they play against Philly. So I've already still... Okay, so this is... I mean, even just for the fan base, this kind of revitalizes everything, right? Because it just... That first round bounce... I don't even remember, was it 5 games? It was 5 games, right? Because it wasn't a sweep. But we didn't even take him to 6. It was like the most bitch-ass bounce from a playoff you could have. So, had to switch it up. Giannis will stay because of this. Dame still got it, at least for the next couple of years. Defense, schmefense. And here we go. Let's open this season against Philly next week. Oh, man. So much good news. I got to get to the last thing. Those are my Bucks thoughts. I processed it really well. At first, I was skeptical. My phone was blowing up this morning, and I was like, what? Who? Why? I was a little skeptical, got rid of Drew, so it was like, okay, okay, but no, no. Folks, just look at Dame's numbers. That's what I'm saying. Just look at Dame's numbers and it will cheer you up so much. All right. And from everything we've heard, I mean, Dame is the classic, like, he's a hard worker. This is not a James Harden type guy who had his jersey retired in a Houston strip club for a reason. Okay. So he's going to fit right in. He'll fit right into Milwaukee. I know he was trying to go to a flashier franchise, but guess what? He can win a ring with us. And that's what it's all about. The Green Bay Packers came back. This is the thing. I don't have time for the Packers comeback even. Jesus Christ. There's so much fun stuff going on. Jordan Love looked great. And, I always miss the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week, and it's Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard is your Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week, and probably not the last. So Love came back. There were 17 down against the Saints. It was looking sad. They were looking very young, which they are on offense. They were looking like they were down a bunch of starters due to injuries, which they were. No Aaron Jones, no Bakhtiari, no Alexander for some reason. That came out of nowhere. And it was like, okay, there you go. This is a 5-12 team or whatever. We'll eke out some wins. Maybe we get to 5 or 6. You know, this is great. It's fine. As long as Love looks good, that's all I care about this year. Then Derek Carr goes down and they put in Jameis Winston and the Green Bay Packers come back and win the game. They also used analytics, folks. I love going for two there. And all the old school people are just going to be sitting there scratching their heads. And a lot of people use analytics incorrectly. That fucking Chargers coach definitely does. I think LaFleur used it incorrectly when he kicked that field goal down 8 against Tampa. That's wrong. That's wrong. Analytics are wrong there. And even the analytic people are like, that's probably a wrong move, even though the percentages show otherwise. Just, I've heard of when you're down 14 and you get the touchdown to go for 2 before, not many teams have the balls to do it. But I mean, again, you need the 2 points somewhere in there. Might as well, you know, figure out if you need it the second time or the first time. So they get the touchdown, they go down 6, and then all of a sudden you're going in to win the game. You're not going in to tie. You're not going in to get the touchdown and then go for the 2-point conversion. If you get a touchdown, fucking extra points I know are missed, but dude, they play the analytics perfectly. They win by 1. They escape basically getting a win down all these. They're supposed to get Aaron Jones back for this Lions game. If they could start integrating some folks back in, that'd be awesome, because guess what? Dylan is not the answer, unfortunately. And it was just huge. You know, when I would, back in my video game playing days, I'd get the new 2K or I'd get the new Madden. And it'd take a while, you know. I would play on veteran. I never fucking played on rookie, you know, like a noob. And I always knew I'd make a breakthrough in the game when I would come back. 3 runs down, 4 runs down. Oh, I'm down 13 in a game in Madden. But I figured out how to come back. And it was such a big difference for me to figure out the game and how to play it future. That's IRL is the same thing. I think a come from behind victory like this is like, oh shit, we're never out of it. We did it. Especially a young team like this. For Love to rally everybody back. Perfect. Perfect. Now they got the Lions tomorrow night on a Thursday night. The worst thing that the NFL has ever done. I hate the Thursday games. They should be banned. But they got them tomorrow night. And I will end. I have one more minute. And I'm ending on Aaron Rodgers again. We just can't get away from him. But is injured Aaron Rodgers now a babyface good guy after being a heel for many years? It's funny to me because he's like, we all got to calm down on the sidelines and stop yelling at each other. Aaron, you were yelling at people on the sidelines for the past season and a half in Green Bay. Okay, I just do want a little hypocrisy there. But it did come out. He did say that he texted Jordan Love after the Bears game, congratulating him on beating the Bears. That's awesome. That's awesome. I, you know, since he's injured now, since there really is nothing to cheer against on the field, Aaron Rodgers, I might have flipped on him. We'll see. He seems to have a good relationship with Love, better than what he had with Brett. And it is kind of cool. So there you go. All positivity today, folks. Brewers, Bucks, Packers are rocking it. I gotta go. My time is up. Thanks for joining in. I'll check in next week. Brewers playoffs, Packers Lions. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure to enjoy the game.